How do I sound? Do I sound okay?
Sound okay. We're both in the frame. It's good. Yes, yes, yes. We're back. Hey, the weather's nice, man.
Beautiful weather today, bro.
It's real nice. It feels good. I can't remember the last time we had good weather here.
Yeah, man. It's been a long time. And also, there's a good heat wave coming up this week as well, actually.
Yeah, so, you showed me that. What, it's like 17, 18 every day?
17, 18.
Catch me by the pool.
It's going to be nice, man.
With my laptop working. That is the vibe for next week. How are you being, though?
I've been good, bro. I've been good. Had a bit of a cold, but we're back, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you was down still throughout pretty much the whole week, right?
Yeah, man. Well, I just had to soldier on, man. I have like loads of like work to do and stuff like that. But it is what it is, man. You know what I mean? How are you?
I'm not too bad, man. You know, keeping busy, same old. Literally working, gym, life. Yeah, no, literally. There's so much for us to talk on today.
A lot, bro.
Where do we start? Damn, I think we should start on that whole school situation.
Yeah, man.
School, I think, is it Schoolgirl Q? That's
school
what
girl
she's
Q,
called.
Yeah, yeah.
So for those that don't know what that's about, there was a schoolgirl. Well, I don't know when it happened, but it came out in the news last week that a 15-year-old schoolgirl was strip searched without any adults around on her period for drugs by police. And they didn't find any drugs.
It was the most heinous, disgusting, just like gruesome thing I've ever heard in my life, bro. Like, I have to question the school, first of all.
Facts.
Because, you know, we all went to school, and I'm sure there's been a case in your secondary school where like something similar happened, because the way how it started off was she got caught, there's an aroma of marijuana.
Right.
That's how it started off, bro. And this is happening in my secondary school too. But it gets dealt like in-house. You know what I mean? We don't fucking call the police, bro.
That's not that deep.
It's not that deep. Like, in this situation, the kid would probably get excluded or expelled. It is what it is, yeah. But the lengths that they went to,
that was too extreme.
Disgusting, bro. I can't believe it. And I'm so sorry for her.
Facts.
I feel sorry for her family. And I hope that they sue the fucking daylight out of the police, bro. I'll be honest, bro.
100%. I don't know what they was thinking. I mean, I would love to actually know, like, how it even... Because they didn't find anything either.
Nothing.
I just don't know how they thought that was okay.
Not, bro. I don't know, man. Like, surely these teachers are being taught about safeguarding these children. Where are the teachers, bro, when she's, like, telling her to take her clothes off? This is a teenager, bro. We need to protect our young people.
The youth, facts.
You know what? It feels like... Well, it's never acceptable in any situation, I think, yeah. This girl, she's young. She was on her period. Yeah. Probably one of her. She's very, very young. So for her to go through this, and the police and all of this, this is traumatic, bro.
Facts.
This is like layers of trauma. And this is why I'm saying, I hope they sue the daylight out of the police, bro.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure that she'll be eligible for it. And I hope that, you know, there's like counselling for and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, because it must be embarrassing as well. Embarrassing. I think more than anything for her, she must be embarrassed. You know how kids are. You're probably getting like teased about it. Yeah. You're on your period. You got searched by police. Like, kids don't really have no sense of like care. Like, it's more like a ha-ha thing rather than a sympathy thing.
Course,
do you know what I mean?
Because kids don't know any better when we were teenagers, bro.
Yeah, little shits.
We were taking a piss out of literally everything.
Everything and anything.
You know what I mean? So like, I feel sorry for her. She'll probably have to like move school and everything like that.
I think they even said what school. I don't know. I didn't check, but I'm pretty sure.
I don't want to.
Yeah, they don't even say it anyway. Probably. Like,
I know the school it was. Yeah, but
what area is it? Is it in our area?
I couldn't tell you where the area. I just know the name of the school.
Okay, have you heard of it before outside of that? Now?
No.
Okay. Cool. It maybe it's not in school. Northwest.
But like, do you think that there was a sense of like racism, like prejudice involved with this?
Hard to say, really.
Hard to say.
I don't really know. How the. I don't know. I think that it goes without saying that obviously in certain cases it's dealt with differently depending on race and whatnot. But yeah. I don't know.
It was just disgusting, man. And like, I don't know, the Met Police make mistake after mistake after mistake, bro. Yeah. Like, they don't learn. They'll release the same old apology statement on Twitter and then they move on with their day.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to be held accountable. Somebody needs to like, you know, go behind bars with this.
So have they already stated the schoolgirl was black? Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Yeah, they were.
I don't know. I wouldn't say that like, oh, if it was a white girl, they wouldn't have done the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily think that. I don't know. I just know that obviously it goes without saying that to a lot of people, we're looked at as below
humans.
So I don't know. I weren't there.
I mean, at the end of the day, bro, there's always this clash of heads. You know what I mean? With the police and black people, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's fair to say, bro, the police... I wouldn't say they're racist, but there's a prejudice behind us. They'll see a black person and they're gonna have a certain image of stuff, bro. I'm sure you've experienced before.
No.
You've never. No. Have you ever been stopped and searched ever?
Never have you.
Couple of times, bro.
Damn.
Couple of times, bro. And I'm with like my school friends and that, bro. I'm just like, there's no need for this, bro. Like, we're just school kids going home.
That's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, bro. I haven't experienced that. I've had this conversation with a few people on the podcast about like prejudice and black and being stopped. I've never personally been stopped and searched. Personally. But then I personally can understand why in some cases, because if we're being honest, depends what communities you're in, do you get what I mean? If you was in like a majority white neighborhood, they probably wouldn't. They got a certain demographic. But if we're being real, I'm just going to talk for my own Northwest West. When we see the people that are drug dealing, majority of the time, let's be real, what is it, right?
Yeah, of course.
Same with the victims and the people that are doing it. Majority, yes, there is an odd one outside of it, but that is the criteria, unfortunately. Not every person does it, but that's what it is. When I was growing up, I'm not going to lie, when I saw people selling drugs, it was men that looked like me. I'm not going to lie, when I've been times that people tried to rob me, it weren't by a white guy.
Black guy.
Yeah.
100%.
If I've been shot at or someone tried to stab me, it ain't by a white guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but maybe if I was in another bit, maybe if I was in Leeds or something, it wouldn't have been a black guy, it would have been a white. So, I don't know. I can only talk for London or my area, you know what I mean?
These are like the conversations that need to be have. Mm. That need to be had, should I say, instead? Because, you know, there is this clash of heads with the police and, you know, like black people, even in America, it's even more extreme over there, obviously.
Of course, way more.
You're definitely right about what you said about like crime and like what type of people are doing it. There's no doubt about it, bro. Like if you look at the incarceration rates, bro, I think it's like 48% of black people.
Oh, for real?
It's something like around then, you know what I mean? And black people are like
3%, I think, 3% in England, UK, which is quite scary, to be honest.
Of course, but you know what I mean? There's so...
Oh, I did check that, actually. Someone will be able to probably refer to it. I put the actual statistics on that Marvin Herbert episode because he said something and it was like the opposite to what he said.
Yeah.
Like, he was saying some stats and I Googled the stats and put it on the screen. I can't remember what the exact numbers were, but it might be like 27% incarcerated in like black.
Yeah.
Maybe 30 or 40% was of like ethnic minorities as a whole.
Yeah. But yeah, man, the whole situation like that, I just feel so sorry for her. And like, I hope that she gets the justice that she receives, bro. And I hope that she gets, the family sues the police because they have every right to, bro.
Wow, that was never okay.
Yeah, it was foul, man.
Honestly. In what world? Just, I don't know, bro.
Just left like a sour taste in everyone's mouths when they saw that, bro. But the Met Police, they made so many mistakes, bro. I feel like they need to just change everything about them at this point, man. I've seen them do so much bad stuff, bro, over the past 20 years, bro.
Facts.
If you want to look even beyond that, bro, there's even more
dark
crazy
still.
It's very dark,
even bro. Like that, we got a podcast with John Wedger. He was like an ex-police have you seen it?
Yeah,
detective.
Yeah.
So even him, he gets into that deep. So
is
check really that one out as well if you really want to see about the police. But we've been known that, you know, social media has just brought light in a lot of situations, things that people could have swept under the rug before, 100%. Just get brought to light.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if they could have probably just put that under the rug and it was just like within that school, within that area, within that world,
but
now the whole world sees everything that's going on. So can't just really hide it.
It's just a really bad man, you know what I mean? And it's like it's a little girl, bro. You know, I'm not saying that if it's a little boy it makes a difference, but like it's just so gruesome and just like
grim.
No respect and no ethics, man. And I don't know, man. I feel like the Met Police just need to have a big look at themselves and have a big beating. I feel like it's just like get rid of everything and start all over again.
It'd be hard, man. The whole world's corrupt, bro. Every operation or corporation, everything's just messed, innit? Mm. I guess humans, no one's made to be perfect, but and it's not all police officers, obviously.
Definitely.
I'm not a fan of the police. Like, my mum's watching this right now. She can tell you I'm proper fuck the police, but I do get it. But they ain't done nothing to me. But I just don't like how they operate. I don't agree with a lot of their rules and stuff and how they move at times.
Yeah, I totally agree, bro. I think the same because of the stuff they did, bro. Mm. People, you know what I mean? Like the Stephen Lawrence case, bro. Like,
ridiculous. There's dark times they let people get away with a lot of shit.
Yeah, man. And you know what it is? There needs to be like a very important conversation needs to be held because I feel like this can't continue forever. Like the way how the police are and the way how they treat people, it needs to be more diplomatic, I think. Like this like anti-police, and it totally makes sense why people are anti-police, bro, because people will use the authority. As soon as people get the power of authority, bro,
They abuse it.
Abuse the hell out of it, bro. And you know, some people, fair enough, not everyone is like that. Unfortunately, the case is...
It shows enough that...
Yeah, 100%, bro. It's really sad, and I hope they just get the justice they they deserve, man. You know what I mean?
100%, man. Mm. Yeah, nah. Well, yeah, best of luck to her and her 100%. Family and everyone else around that situation. You know what caught me in the week, though, on a bit more lighter terms, is still a bit mad, but Kanye West, he got banned off Instagram.
Yeah, man, that's crazy. This guy. They're just banning everyone now.
What do you think of him, though? Like, I love Kanye as an artist.
I only got good things to say about Kanye.
Only good things to say. So what, you got good things to say about what you've been keeping up with recently, you think?
I mean, like, the whole situation is crazy, innit? It's crazy. But, like, I like Kanye, like so much, bro. From, like, just from a musical perspective, bro, I think he's a genius, bro. Like, the way how he does things. Obviously, the whole situation's been mad, innit, with him, yeah? But, like, I totally get why he's doing some stuff, bro. Like, he wants his daughter off the internet. I think that makes
sense. Does he really, or is he just using it as another reason?
I think he does. I think he's just being genuine about that. Because Kanye is the type of guy where... I feel like he wears his heart on the sleeve. If he really had other intentions, I think he would have shown it by now. I think Kanye is that type of person. But Pete Davidson, a bit of a dick, I think, in my opinion. Like,
he's slamming her box out. Yeah,
I think.
Why?
That, I don't know. Like, just like.
Well, because when he said that he's in the bed with her now.
Yeah, it was a bit distasteful, man. Like,
is that why you're saying that?
Yeah, I'll be honest.
What about all the stuff before that? Like him saying he's going to beat Pete Davidson's ass in a song and him making videos being his head being chopped. Is he not allowed to respond?
Of course he's allowed to respond. You know what I mean? Like, he can definitely respond, yeah. But I feel like... I have a question. Are Kanye and Kim, like, actually divorced or they just, like...
I think they're still going through it.
They're still... So, on paper, they're still, like, legally married.
I believe so.
Okay, you can't be saying that to someone's wife, bro. What Pete Davidson was saying to his wife. Imagine you had on top of your wife, yeah?
Mm.
And another nigga comes and he's like sending you pictures. Oh, like, yeah, I mean...
Why is he doing that?
I mean, why he's doing that? Of course, like, they're going to get each other shit like that, yeah?
But no, Kanye's going at him and he's defending himself.
I feel like there's other ways to defend yourself, bro. I feel like it's a
he doesn't
cheap
need
shot.
To be the good guy all the time.
Yeah, 100%.
Sometimes you just want to say, fuck that, actually. You've been on me for how long now? I want to be a dickhead as well. How about that? That's how you probably felt.
Yeah, bro. But, like, I feel like it was too much of a cheap shot, bro. I feel like it was a bit below the belt, the whole situation. The whole situation is fucked. Don't get me wrong. Everything is under the belt. But the way how Pete Davidson moved him, bro, I was just like...
So what do you want him to do? How do you think he should have handled it?
How he should have handled it?
Bro, some guy, some bear in mind, billionaire, huge artist, yeah.
Crazy influence.
People have changed this guy's name. He's putting everything on the internet about his... Imagine, like, how... the Kardashian or their household must be right now because of him. Imagine how his life is even because of him. People probably going in the road calling him skeet, calling him this and that. His own, you gotta remember, as he said, like, the message he's putting out there, he's an influential person. People may now want to hurt him because of that. Yeah. He has to deal with all of this stuff. He has to be the good guy still.
No, totally. I get what you mean. But, like, I think the whole, I'll be honest, innit, yeah? None of this shouldn't have even exploded the situation. But the thing is, they are celebrities and it's the Kardashians, you know what I mean? And their whole life is on TV. But, like, realistically, if this was to be, like, normal human beings, which they're not, I think these are, like, crazy, crazy people.
Yeah.
It should have been dealt with, like, quietly and everything been done with. But, like...
Just Kanye, though. Yeah. Kanye's the only person... These people are responding to him. It's all Kanye West.
Mm.
It's all Kanye West. He's the one showing, he's showing flowers. He's the one making music. He's the one talking about Pete. He's the one saying, I'm going to do this and that, and I don't... Yeah. He's the only one. Like, him putting on the Instagram that he doesn't want his kids on TikTok. What does that have to do with us?
Good point you made there. Totally, 100%. But, like, I feel like he's just trying to be like, they're not listening to me, Kim and whoever that is, so I have no choice now but to go public. I feel like that's the situation that he's been dealt with, bro.
So was she not on Instagram? Was she not on TikTok when they were going out? Was that like a new thing? Northwest.
Yeah, that's new.
New. That's new. So she did not have no. She didn't have no. Can someone just double check that? Because I feel like this guy is literally just looking for a reason to just disrupt everything.
She definitely wasn't on TikTok. I'll tell you that.
Okay.
Maybe she was, but she wasn't uploading videos. That's what, okay. Like, she wasn't like main face on TikTok. But like, the whole thing is just crazy, man. Like, I think she's like 8 years old. Bro. 8 year old should not be on TikTok. They should. I feel like you should wait a bit more later in life, but the whole situation...
Wasn't her mum, like, controlling the accounts and stuff anyway?
Yeah, that is true. But I feel like, doesn't the dad, doesn't Kanye have a... Can't he?
This guy is a nutcase. He's not mentally stable. I can't lie. I wouldn't even have that guy around my kids, bruv. This guy is mad. Are you seeing the stuff that he's posting, how he's carrying on? Is he right now mentally stable?
Probably not.
Would you leave an unmentally, like, someone that's mentally unstable with your kids, bruv? They don't even know what they're capable of doing.
Yeah, I get
it's stalkish behavior. You brought a house opposite your ex, bro.
Do you think that's mad?
Of course it is. How is it not mad?
But your kids live there.
Ah, you tried it. You think that's what it's about?
I think that's what,
well, all of the kids are just a reason for him to be nuts, and he's just using these. Why do you need to live opposite them?
I wouldn't live opposite them. Is a bit mad. I would totally agree with you, but I would live somewhere around the region just so if my kids are there and I want to hang out with them, it's easier for me to do. I totally get that. If he's coming from a place where it's like bad intentions, then that is
this
mad,
is
I'll
stalkish behavior, bro. Yeah. Buying her flowers when she's got a man on Valentine's, she don't want you. It's stalkish behavior. Like, how does Kanye get away with this shit? Because he's Kanye West. Nah, that's
you need to understand, Kanye, bro, has had so much drama, bro, through his life.
Yeah.
From day one, from the get go, this guy's been like insane, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, from like the Taylor Swift days. I remember when the Taylor Swift thing first happened.
Yeah, that was at the awards, right? I forgot what he done, but I remember he done something at the awards.
Bro, he came onto the stage and took the award. He said this is, he basically got off the stage and he went on a mad.
And said that was his award, basically.
He went on a mad one, bro. You know what I mean?
It's stalkish behavior, man. Why are you buying a house opposite your ex, bro? Just allow it.
I feel like Kanye needs to have good people around, like the right, I feel like he doesn't have the right people around him almost.
Right.
I feel like he needs to have, not yes men. I feel like he has too many yes men around him. That's a dangerous thing, man. Like when you have too many yes men, I feel like guys like Jay-Z were just like brutally honest with someone like Kanye in situations like this. And I know that them two have like on and off relationships constantly, bro. But
he's just mentally not stable. I wouldn't want someone mentally not stable around my kids.
I know, but Kim mate, bro, she had like 4 youths with him, bro. She should know by now.
But I'm saying mind state, mentally unstable. I'm saying his mind state right now. I'm saying he's always like that. But as of this moment of time, you're just putting bare stunts. You're putting out rumors about someone catching H or having AIDS. You're buying a house opposite them. You're making music videos about the person. You're showing conversations that are private all the time. You're not mentally stable, bruv, to be around them. How do I know what you're going to do with the kids? How do I know you're not just going to go on a private jet and just take all these kids, be like, they're my kids, and just disappear forever? How do I know you're not going to kill them? People do that all the time. People that are mentally unstable, especially in America, be killing their whole family and saying, fuck it, if I can't have you, no one can. This guy is mentally unstable. He is not in a position to make any sort of decisions about what his kids can do, in my opinion, right now.
Don't get me wrong, like, totally. I see that point 100%. Like, the guy's moving crazy, innit, yeah? Like, you see the stuff he's uploading online. Like, no one sane would do some of the shit he's doing. But I don't know, man. Like, it's his kids at the end of the day. I feel like he has... Only he knows what intentions he has deep down. And I don't know. I just think he's not as crazy as he is with his kids, if you know what I mean. Like, I feel like, I don't know, man. I don't know. Clearly, we don't agree.
All right, what do you know? What's his name? Chris Benoit?
Yeah. But that's different, though, the Chris Benoit situation. He was taking steroids and drugs actively, bro. Steroids gives you roid rage, bro. And he killed his family. Like.
Yeah, that's wild. But a lot of people do that out there. That's quite normal. Just kill the kids, kill the wife, or kill the wife, but not the kids, or kill yourself and the kids. Like, they do some mad shit.
Crazy
out there.
Shit.
Don't really happen here as often, but over there it's very common. And he just mentally ain't stable. And obviously, he's not been married before, has he?
Kanye?
Yeah.
No, I think this is his first.
So it's his first set of kids. It's his first marriage. It's a bit like, obviously, Taylor Swift and Amber Rose and all these lot. They were relationships, but this one was obviously a bit more deeper.
This
for
one
him.
Was like an actual proper, like, they lived together, they had a house.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? So I understand it's deep for him, but it's just a bit mad. So if that was your daughter, let's say, for example, and some guy, he's brought a house, you know she don't want him, she's just tired of him, he's a headache, it's done, and she's stated it's done. Yeah. She's got a new man, he's buying flowers, he's brought a house opposite her, he's talking all their business on social media, making up rumours, just putting bare stunts. How would you feel?
It's problematic, bro. I don't know. It's very sticky, innit? I'll be honest. Like, that's the reason. The whole situation is just like really messed up, bro. Obviously, if it's from like Kim's perspective and Pete and everything, they must be thinking this guy is just fucked right now. Like, he needs to just go and just like look after him to come back. So the whole situation is just messed up, bro. Domestic cases are always like, you know, like pinch. You gotta take everything with a grain of salt, almost, because you don't know what's really happening. You know what I mean, bro? Like, the whole situation. It's crazy, man. Kanye is a genius, but at the end of the day, like, music-wise, I'm a big fan of him and everything that he does. Same. I didn't end up watching I haven't watched his documentary yet.
I've only watched, like, the first two episodes.
Mm,
I need to finish it off.
But music wise, all his albums, I think all his albums are really good, to be honest, bro.
I prefer his older music.
100%, me too.
Personally, I don't really like his new. Odd songs here and there I like from his newer stuff, but I prefer his older music personally.
I think like his latest stuff has been really good. There was a little brief period where like, I wasn't really effing with it. Yeah. And then the old stuff was just like crazy dope, bro. You
know? Yeah, 100%.
08 to 12, bro, he was just like, on fire.
Yeah, he was on fire still. Even early 2000s, he's just on fire still.
Mm, bro.
But yeah, he needs to heal still. Yeah. I don't know. That's not safe for anybody. 100%. Because all I will say, yeah, if he does pull a mad stunt, you see you people that ain't kind of condemning him. Not condemning him. I'm not saying cancel the guy, but like at least be like, bro, this guy is not okay right now. He needs to just have time to himself to just get over the fact that his wife has moved on. Because remember, this guy's gone into other relationships. Have you seen his woman now? She looks like Kim K.
Oh, yeah,
he's literally, that's not okay. There's mentally something just not okay right there, because why would you do that? Like, and then even like the girls, like you're getting into all these relationships and stuff to try and get away from it, and you're putting it. I think his first date with that Julia Fox girl was like an interview, or
it was in one of these stadiums, and it was like he rented out the whole stadium,
and it was like I think he did like a interview or something mad. Like, bro, like what are you trying to?
Yeah, just
Kim doesn't care really. Other than very recently, she doesn't really speak about what's been going on. It's just him,
100%.
So yeah, I'm personally just saying from now on, if something does happen, God forbid, I'm gonna just say I told you this guy weren't right, bruv. He needs 100%. To do it. But hopefully he can get back his mental state anyway.
Best thing for them to do is settle this in court ASAP.
Yeah.
And go from there. Easiest way to go about this. I don't think they're compatible anymore from what's happened.
Just she's tired of that, man. She's just probably tired of the headache. As much as people want to think, I don't know. I know obviously how she come into the game and how most of us like how she started to get that, the money and the fame and that. But he wifed that. That's he got her own that. Do you know what I mean? But right now, as I said, he's the one doing the most. I don't really see her post about whatever. She just posts her pictures, posts her sponsored stuff, posts her kids, shows what she's doing. That's it. She ain't putting no drama or nothing on the internet.
Yeah.
Literally, bro.
The whole thing is just messed up, bro. I think it'll get sold out eventually, bro. It's these celebrities at the end of the day.
Yeah, their life's different.
Yeah, their life is different, bro. Like, if this happened to, like, me or you or something like that, bro, like, it's a whole different ball game.
Whole different ball game. We can't even put it on the same scale.
Exactly, bro. You know what I mean?
I saw your tweet earlier, though, about Joey Barton. By the way, that's a footballer. And I have to mention this because you guys probably would have seen, if you're in England anyway, Kurt Zouma with the whole cat situation. We didn't speak about it.
It was right before.
It was before that. But obviously, yeah, footballer, West Ham footballer, French. Black, kicked a cat. Or yeah, you kick it for it?
He basically volleyed the cat.
Yeah. Oh, did he? Oh, yeah, he dropped it. Yeah, boom, yeah. He was moving mad. Anyway, he was in the wrong regardless, right? But this guy got put on the bench. It was mad. Like, he was in the news. Like, they took his sponsorships away. It was mad.
They took everything away from this man, bro.
I was like, I remember at the time, I was like, where does it end? Like, where are we going to... Like, how far are these guys trying to take it kind of thing? Like, where do you want it to go to?
It's crazy in the whole situation. Look, what Kurt Zouma did was effed up.
Facts.
No one's disagreeing with that.
Facts.
Animal abuse is, like, one of the most, like I think it's one of the most insane things a human can do. Mm. Like, going out of your way to harm an animal is, like, really, really, like, you need to look at yourself in the mirror, you know what I mean? Like, what are you doing? Especially someone like Kurt Zouma, big Premier League defender.
You should know better.
Should know better. But the way how he... got like not attacked but like the way how like people were like scrutinizing him,
yeah, they care totally, about animals more I understand than fucking that. Humans fam.
I get that. I totally get that, yeah,
yeah.
But the way how they went for him, bro, and if you remember the Mason Greenwood situation happened nearly the same time
like a week or two between each other.
I'll be real, bro, the Greenwood scrutiny and the Zouma scrutiny, they're on the same level.
Facts.
And one man
cat might have been a bit worse, bro. That went on for longer.
100%. So the cat one, he got like obliterated. Adidas took his sponsorships away from him.
Shit.
The only guy that read out for Kurt Zouma was David Moyes. He said, "I'm not dropping him. Like, he's still playing. I don't really care."
Yeah.
Bro, Mason Greenwood, yeah? That died out.
Within
a week, bro.
Yeah.
I'm still hearing about Kurt Zouma, bro. I was on Twitter the other day.
Yeah, and they were saying they're going to prosecute him or something.
I heard that the RSPCR like starting to now investigate, bro. I'm like, what's going on? And then, so the reason why we're speaking about this is basically, if you don't know, Joey Barton, yeah, he got
allegedly, right?
Yeah, but I believe it happened, didn't it? Yeah, he kicked his wife in the head, right?
That's wild.
So Kurt Zouma kicked the cat
after 4 to 5 bottles of wine or something.
Yeah,
mad.
Like, he was on the booze, bro, and then, like, one thing led to another, and then Joey Barton is Joey Barton, bro, ended up kicking his wife in the head. But, bro, the things that I've seen, the outrage is nothing. Like, the cuts.
When did it happen, you know?
Or when? I think two days ago, maybe something like that.
Is that when it come in the news, or is it in trial right now?
I think it's being sorted out right now. But okay. I haven't seen nothing like this, bro.
Yeah, I haven't seen nothing like that. I thought it would be a larger, like, bigger outrage. Is he still, like, playing football and stuff?
No, he's a manager, bro.
Okay, he's manager now.
Yeah. I don't know if he got sacked, but I knew he was at, like, Fleetwood Town or something like that. Like, okay, a really, like, small club. But the scrutiny I've seen from, like, Kurt Zouma and the scrutiny, like, because we have to compare stuff in life, innit? Yeah.
100.
Look, one kicked an animal, innit? Mm-hmm. One kicked an animal. One kicked his wife in the head, bro.
That's wild.
Let me tell you something right now, bro. If we switch the cases around and Kurt Zouma kicked his wife in the head, bro, we wouldn't even be hearing about Kurt Zouma anymore, bro. That guy would be in a jail. He'd be in prison, bro, right now. Yeah. The outrage would be nuts, bro. Everything would have been dropped.
That would be wild.
It would have been wild. We can admit that.
100%.
So I'm just like, question I'm asking to everyone now is, where are our priorities?
Cats matter, like, more than humans, apparently.
You know what I mean? And it's really, I'm really interested to see the direction of where sports is going, bro. Because this whole thing, recently, I've seen a lot of stuff, the politics, this, that everything's been happening, bro, yeah?
Mm.
And I feel like now there's an open space for sports and politics. A couple of years ago, people were getting told, when they were in football clubs and media training, don't you dare mix politics and sports.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now it's like...
Everything, yeah.
Now it's like, yeah, like, we're really going for it, bro. So... I wonder, just like the whole, everything is just really interesting, bro. Joey Barton, scumbag, bro. I'll be honest.
My man booted his wife in the head after 4 to 5 bottles of wine. That's a lot of wine.
I don't know, man. Like,
what did she do to deserve that? No one deserves that, surely.
No one, literally. Like, even
surely, especially not your wife, man. He probably has kids with her and everything. Like, really? 100%.
I don't know, man. Like,
a man kicked her in the head.
It's crazy, man. Like, the whole situation, bro. Like,
that's dark.
What happened to Zouma, innit? It's messed up, bro. 100%, yeah. But, like, come on. The guy kicked his wife. I'm like,
they contend them on a mad level.
I'm telling you now, this is news to people that are watching this right now.
Yeah, most people probably don't even know that Joey Barton kicked his wife in the head.
Yeah, exactly, bro.
That's wild.
So I'm just like, come on, man. Like,
priorities.
I think a lot of it is the media, though. I'll be honest. Yeah. I don't think the general public is like really
agendas, like, kind of thing. Yeah.
It's like the Sun and all these people.
Daily Mail and that.
The way how these media outlets went for Kurt Zouma, bro.
Wild.
Nuts, bro.
It was mad still.
He was probably thinking, like, what the fuck is going on?
I was just like, where does it end? Because it's just like one thing after another thing after another thing. And I'm just like, okay, cool. He's wrong. He's bad. But where do you guys want to take this to? Like, are people able to learn from their mistakes these days, or do we have to just ruin everybody's life?
Yeah.
That's what I wonder.
Yeah, and it never stops. Like, what happened to Kurt Zouma? He got dealt with, yeah? He got fined like £250,000, I believe.
Okay.
Sponsorships got taken away from him. Like, everything. Like, some clubs that sponsor West Ham, they also pulled out and everything like that. So I'm just like, bro, like what's... the whole situation, everything is just like really like interesting to me, bro. Like,
yeah,
I wonder, like, footballers must be like really scared
on the edge. Everyone is, bro. It's like, how long are you gonna last until someone tries to cancel you for something? Because things that were cool 5 years ago ain't cool now, and what's cool now probably won't be cool in 5 years. So who knows what we're saying today might offend someone 5 years later, then it gets brought back up. So
have you ever, speaking of like cancel culture, have you ever like been corned on Twitter before ever?
Nah,
never.
Nah. What, for like an opinion or something, man?
Like an opinion on that. Like,
I don't put none of that. You see, I'm so aware of like the world. So I'm just like, sometimes just mind my business, bro. It's better to just not say certain things. Bro, the headache that comes with it is just not worth it.
I've caught like bullets, bro.
Yeah.
Before on Twitter. There was one, there was one that happened, yeah? And it made me, I checked a lot of like my guys, bro. Because some of my boys at the time, well, like, really onto man, bro.
Swear.
Yeah.
What was it about the AE?
I'll tell you right now. So basically what happened, yeah? This was, do you remember the New Zealand shooting that happened?
The mosque? Oh gosh. Yeah, when he was streaming that on Facebook. I was watching that. Right. That was mad.
So obviously that happened. The streamer went into the mosque and he like killed like maybe like 10, 11 people or something like that.
I swear, I was to shout out PewDiePie as well. That's mad.
It was like outrageous situation right here. It was a Friday. And actually, I'll tell you why I know it was a Friday, because it was Friday prayer that day. So, like, Friday morning, we woke up on the news, the crazy shit in New Zealand. New Zealand are obviously in front of us in time. So Friday prayer happens, isn't it? This is when I was doing YouTube and Instagram comedy, bro.
Right.
I was mashing it, bro, on Instagram especially. Mm. Like, the views I used to get, yeah?
Yeah.
And I had, like, a rhythm about everything, innit? And especially back then, I had a very, like, minimalistic approach of, like, how I upload the stuff. So, obviously, I knew what happened. So, I uploaded my Instagram story. Skits dropping at 7 o'clock on that day.
Skit, you know, fuck it, no, you're brave.
This sounds mad.
Oh, my God. Here we are. I'm not condemning you. God.
So, I was dropping the Instagram skit that day, but I also wanted to, like, show my respect to what happened. So, at the bottom of it. Because, you know, with Instagram stories and marketing, stuff like that, you don't want to upload too many stories.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, 1, 2, all the information is there so you can read it. And that's how I was, like, purely from marketing point. So I said, skits dropping at 7. Bottom part, I said, I wanted to show my, like, condolences to all the families that suffered from all of this, right, yeah? In my head, there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm.
Does that sound crazy to you?
Not to me. All right. I mean, wait, is the skit based around that?
The skit's got nothing to do with it.
Oh, okay. I thought you were making the skit What the fuck?
The skit was about maybe like football or something.
Okay,
like that.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. You paid your condolences and you're announcing your work. What's the problem?
So I go, yeah? I go Friday prayer. Like, it's like, an hour long. I come back, bro. Bro, I come back, yeah? My Twitter, my Instagram, my Snapchat, bro. People are just attacking me everywhere, bro.
Why?
Because they're like, you can't do that. You can't show respect and also drop information in the same slide. And this is when I was doing YouTube and I had a lot of YouTube friends, yeah? And a lot of men switched off on me.
Swear.
A lot of guys switched off on me, bro. And I just felt so, like, disrespected. Because number one, firstly, I was truly, like, that actually, like, affected, man. When I saw that, I was actually, like, heartbroken for a very long time, innit?
Mm.
And people are like, this guy doesn't care. He's trying to get clout off this. I'm like, how am I getting clout, bro? I'm just
the internet.
The way how Instagram works, if you're involved in, like, marketing and stuff like that,
you don't want to have 100 different stories.
Yeah. I'm not gonna have 2 different things where I can put just both of them into one, bro. And yeah, people move around the day. But a lot of people attack me, bro. And that's the first time I felt the counterculture.
Oh gosh.
Somebody screen recorded my thing, put it on Twitter, bro. Like 100,
they brought it to Twitter.
People, like 100 quote retweets. Get this guy off the internet. Blah, blah, blah. He should never upload on YouTube again. People were coming for me. And that didn't really affect me, because I'm like, this fucking Twitter, bro, who cares, innit? Like, it's just like people just. But the one that really pissed me off here is my guys, bro. My YouTube friends, bro, who are really down for man. They switched off me. How fucking dare you,
that's guys. That's what they be doing.
Blah, blah, blah. And these are like people who, like, you know, we'll talk about it after the podcast, but it's names that we know, bro. And I just felt so disrespected. I'm like, like me? Like, you
no,
really
loving
think?
This thing, man.
I'm like, yeah, bro. And that's when I learned. And that's what put me off YouTube so much, bro.
There's no love in this. There's no friends in it. People, a lot of opportunists, a lot of people just in it for whatever. 100%. And they follow the wave. And that's why I'm very, like, I don't even go to events no more. I don't want to be no one's friend. And even like what I told you earlier, just man, it's just weird. So it's like, you just got to keep your people close and hold people you need them, kind of thing. Like, have acquaintances. That's one thing I learned even today when I was talking to my friend on the phone. Like, not everyone has to be your friend.
And I wasn't even like really, like, I wasn't ever big on YouTube. I only had like 700-800 subscribers, bro. Instagram was getting maybe like 2,000 views a video. Wasn't even that big. I had like 1,000 followers on Instagram. But that was a day that my name was the biggest, bro. It was because of that. And I just couldn't believe it, bro. And if I wasn't, I'm someone who, like, mentally I'm a bit reserved, innit. But, like, had that been someone who's a bit more, like, can get affected, it could have, like, really affected the mental health, bro.
100.
Because for, like, 2-3 days, bro, I was just catching strays, left, right, center, bam, bam. I'm like, bro.
Yeah, the internet thing's not a joke. That's why I don't touch on a lot of shit. I'm just like, let me just stay out the way, because I know how it'll go. And these people want to just castrate you. Like, they don't even want to teach you or let you know, like, or have an opinion. It's just like, this is how it is.
Yeah.
If you ain't with it, you're the bad guy. And they just want to ruin your whole life, bruv. Want to find where you work, who your family is, what you do, stop your income of money. Like, it's mad. Why is people like that? It's
some
crazy.
Some of the shit people are saying, yeah? Well, mad, bro. I hope this guy fucking dies.
What?
If I see him, I'm scuffing him, bro.
It's mad.
I'm like, come scuff, man, bro.
This
come
is why. Me. Should I be real to you? Like, yeah, I'm going to be so real with this. I don't know how long we got, bro. Like, how long have we got until people eventually look back at these things and are like,
I don't even.
We just need to have a good round, innit? Yeah, who knows how long it's going to be for, bro.
Keep it going.
You know what I mean?
It literally is, bro. Like, people, I don't know, man. Like, I feel like a lot of it comes from, like, hate People don't like people who are trying to strive for themselves, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's a big thing, bro. 100%.
I would just love to live in a world where there's no internet, none of that shit. And once, don't get me wrong, as I said, once it gets to a point, hopefully by the end of this decade, I can just get rid of all
everything
of this crap
and just move on, yeah,
and just have my own world. A lot of my money is based around the internet and having to speak to people. Once I don't, and I've got my own kids, my family, and that, I've got my nice house. Later, you are not seeing me nowhere, bro.
Totally, bro.
Out of this, because it's not even the real world. Like, guys will just talk crazy online when they see you. They don't even act like they see you. You know what I mean? You know how much those people that probably were saying whatever they said to you, you might have just seen in passing, like they've seen you, not even said nothing. Like, it's mad.
And I ain't never seen them guys ever since. But best believe, bro, if I see them, I'm going to tell them what's up, bro.
Yeah, straight.
Like, the way how you moved back then was mad, bro.
Yeah, it's a bitch move. But I've seen it. I've seen it a couple of times. Yeah, not to talk about certain situation, but like I've seen it where a man's in the right.
Yeah.
Well, at least in my opinion, he's in the right. I think we all know what's right and wrong, but people just follow the crowd. Don't everyone goes left, and then I'll be the black sheep and go right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. That's what it's like, bro. It's like, I don't know, like this mob mentality where like, and then before you know it, bro, it's out of control. And but when one thing leads to another, I'm just like, bro, like just think to yourself, man, sometimes, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I think like even, you know what, that goes into even the next topic that you said you want to even talk about, like music and the sheep mentality. So like there's two things, obviously, right now everyone's talking about Graham, da, 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 da. And then obviously the samples of like music and the quality of it. And I think in terms of like the mentality of sheep mentality was like the Graham stuff here. I think some people are like 50-50. It's a bit 50-50. Some people like Graham's dead. Some people like, no, it's not. I reckon it's more like the Graham artist that are trying to hold up for Grime still, to say like, all right, cool, it's a live kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But even like the older lot, like I saw Jamma join that guy's Twitter thing and was like, yeah, it's not really its time, you know?
Bro, man, like the one that really annoys me, I respect Grime, innit? I respect Grime a lot, bro, because at the end of the day, yeah, like music is something which is like, is an art at the end of the day. So these guys, Grime artists, Grime ever really like, whoosh, exploded.
Has
like
it?
Before. Yeah, like, dude. Yeah, okay. I
think
agree.
Stormzy, Shut Up was number one.
Yeah.
Skepta and them lot. Like, they had their time.
Yeah,
they was charting and stuff.
100%. Like, Skepta's the main one, I think. He was the one that really exploded. Yeah, but, like, end of the day, with Grime, I think it's just, like, let's, actually, you know what? Let's talk about the samples first, innit?
Mm.
The samples, yeah, that infuriates me so much, bro. Because, in my opinion, the UK rap scene, not Grime, UK rap scene, bro, is in a pandemic. That's what I say, bro. Like, it's
where the UK rap scene is going.
The UK rap scene is like, it's horrible at the moment, bro. I don't even listen. I think we spoke about this before, like maybe like off camera, but I don't even listen to UK rap music like that, bro. Because the way how it is right now with the samples, bro, this is a joke, bro. I saw, do you see the one of the
sun goes down,
bro, I'm just like,
he's charting, right? He's like 20th in the charts.
Are you kidding me?
I swear to God. He's like 20th. He hit it. He hit the nail on the head.
See, look, we're rewarding bad behavior there, bro.
I haven't listened to it.
I listened to it, bro.
Like, yeah, I have not opened it. I ain't heard it.
Okay, cool.
I watched the YouTube video, and it was like the title was like, this rapper is charting for the wrong reasons or something like that, and that was all I've ever seen of it.
Bro, there's no, you know what? Like, there's no creativity with this thing, bro. Mm. Zero creativity. I really don't like. That's one thing I don't like. And there's a famous saying where it's like, innovation lies where creativity exists. There's not many UK rappers that are trying to be different today, bro. Mm. No, there's not a lot. Everyone's trying to do the same thing. Everyone's trying to steal the same bars off people. I'm just like, just think for yourself sometimes, bro, this music thing. Look at the one main guy who I can look at who doesn't follow people is Santan Dave, bro.
Okay, yeah.
And he's, in my opinion, I think he's like a realm above all UK rappers right now in terms of like his name, creativity. Yeah,
he's number one right now.
He's number one, bro. Niggas playing
even on the charts. I think he's singles number one right now. That Starlight song, I ain't heard it.
I ain't even heard it.
I'm not a big fan of Dave still. He's a good artist, and I'm happy for him because he's like my age. Like, I'm really happy for him. And I like some of his songs, but I think his style of rap's not really my rap. I'm proper nitty gritty.
Fair enough.
I'm like, shout out K Trap, shout out Potter Paper, shout out Nans, shout out Dude Road. There's a couple of man that's like, that's my kind of rap.
Okay.
Obviously, Dave doesn't rap that. He's more, what's the word for it?
Like, his flow is completely different, and even like his brand and everything is completely different.
It's just a different kind of brand.
Different type.
I'm still there.
It's different gravy, innit? Like, almost. Yeah.
But I like, he's still a good artist. I wouldn't take that away from him. It's just not my type of music. I really listen to that kind of rap.
Yeah,
100%. I'm on. Them lot are still nitty gritty, like, you know what? Proper in it kind of thing. Like, I need that.
Nines and Pulp Paper.
Yeah.
They're like, this is the thing. So, like, my peak era of UK music is like 2011 to like 2017, I think.
Right.
So,
I'm going on my Spotify to other rappers. Go on, carry on. I'm going to shout them out.
Krept, Conan, Cashtastic.
Old school.
Old school, bro. DVS. Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, I said the DV. DV.
Gigs, obviously.
What are you saying? We're shouting out DVS. You know he's in jail right now.
I know he's in jail,
6 years for doing a Mazzoline. He's hard, though. I was listening to him the other day. I was listening to Hometown and that Life of a Real G song. Did you hear Digga D's recent one?
No,
he did a freestyle. It's so hard.
I had to
wheel it up like 5-6 times in my car. Like, oh my days. And it reminded me. I was like, am I allowed to listen to DVS? He's hard.
And then like Pot of Paper. Pot of Paper blew my mind, bro, when I first listened to Pot of Paper.
Guys, know if you come in my car, you just hear a bit of Pot of Paper.
Behind his Behind Bars, yeah? Like the best Behind Bars ever, bro.
I don't think I've heard his Behind Bars, you know.
No way. We're gonna put it on as soon as this podcast ends, bro.
Yeah.
I listen to it, bro.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
Central C. I like Central C personally. You don't like him?
Nah.
Not rocking with it.
Not rocking
with it. I like him. He's got his own flow. Who is he like?
But I do, you know what? You made a good point there.
And he's independent.
I like him.
He went number one, independent. He's by himself. He isn't trying to impress anyone. He's not really trying to do the bad boy act.
I respect that, bro.
He's not trying to keep up. He's keeping out of politics. Like, he's just doing his thing. Do you know what I mean? And he's international.
International, yeah.
I just saw him set out, I think, a show in Madrid, like, yesterday or the day before. So, it's nice to see that. Mm. Hasn't really got any cosigns by anyone.
Yeah. But, like, guys at Central C, bro. He might not be my cup of tea, but I respect him 100%, bro.
I got a few of his songs on my thing still. Yeah, man. I'm just looking through like the things because I want to shout out some artists because it's true what he's saying. Like right now, the music scene is scary.
Scary.
It's
pandemic, scary. Bro. Pandemic. We're in a music pandemic, bro. That's what I say to people, bro.
Yeah.
I really don't like it.
Even Digga D, I like Digga D sometimes. But then one thing I will say, yeah, if you're watching this, like sometimes I think like. Now, even his samples are hard. I can't lie. Like, he's done a lot of, like, 50 Cent ones.
Oh,
so, he's done, like, 21 Questions. He's done Stunt 101.
Yeah. Window Shopper, did he do?
Huh?
Did he do a Window Shopper remix?
I think he did as well.
I don't think
it's released, though. But, like, he's done a few of them. They're hard. I just want him to be able to make his own beats and his own songs. Mm. No samples, no nothing. Just stress. Which he can do. He's done it. But, like, do a bit more of that.
I'll be real. You know, the sample thing is cheating, bro.
It is, because even Life of a Real G, you done that. Remember DVS? Yeah. Life of a Real, it's hard.
Let me tell you something, bro.
But it's like, it's Stevie's thing,
isn't it? Sampling is cheating, isn't
it,
yeah?
It is.
But the amount of man that did Adele's song, Hometown Glory?
Yeah,
Hometown. My hometown. Yeah. You know the amount of man that remixed that song, bro?
Hard.
I can tell you, like, five guys.
And it's like everyone's hometown, so I like it. Because you can make your own spin to it, but it's true. You're taking the song, like the concept and the idea
them
from
ones,
someone else.
Them ones, I can, like, respect, innit? Because it's like, it's his own beat. It was bare hard, innit? Yeah, but one man's hearing The Wanted being remixed, bro, and saying, the sun goes down.
Yeah, that's wild.
I was like, bro, and I think I heard a Barbie Girl sample.
That should be illegal, but you know what? I might make, hey, if any of you guys want to be an industry plant, shout me, we'll put something together. I might capitalize off of this shit. Just get any dude to just sing something mad, because that's what type of stuff that goes viral.
Yeah.
And as I said, my guy's like 20th in the charts, bro.
That's mad.
And he's got a song with that ZZ guy. I think he jumped on a remix of it. Yeah.
Wow.
So it's crazy. These guys have...
Bro, what was I going to say? Like, the drill scene is... I think drill's finished, in my opinion.
You think?
Yeah, finished, bro. And the reason why I say that, is because everyone's just... Again, in that situation, there are copycats everywhere, bro. Left,
it's
right.
True.
The same beats. The same type of beats, I should say.
It's sad,
the
still.
Same lyrics. Everything has just been washed out, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's true, it's rubbed.
Rubbed, bro, rubbed. I
like drill, but it's just like, yeah, it's true. The same beats, the same stuff. Do you know what I mean? But then what's the top of the UK thing? Because this is the thing, yeah. There was a point of time, yeah, where a lot of people had to change who they are and what they were to
rebrand, to
blow. So we had people like Tiny Temper, Chipmunk, they had to go pop, even Wiley. The man who did Rolex Sweep and that. Like, they had to change their thing. Now you got guys just talking about whatever and just going number one, which for me, I like personally. Mm. Like, that you can just go number one and just be you.
Mm, yeah.
Like, you can rap about your friends, rap about your ends. Them man had to literally change their outfits, their hair.
Everything, like,
like, proper go to these media platforms and outlets and change it. Now they're just raw, like, this is who I am, this is who I'm from, this is what I'm about.
Yeah. Bro, UK rap is, I'll be honest, innit, like, the way how, like, I'm scrutinising and shit like that, But also at the same time, it's difficult, bro. It's difficult to stay, maintain. You know how much rappers come and go, bro, within years,
all the
bro.
Time.
And, like, because we spoke about it yesterday on the phone a tiny little bit, and I said I wanted to speak about, like, mental health.
Oh, yeah, EO and stuff.
In, like, music and that. For yeah. example, that EO guy, yeah, he had a banging, one banging summer, bro. He dropped, like, that German one.
Banging in that German.
I was That's everywhere. Hard. Got my probably earning, it's probably still earning money of that till today. Bro,
if he didn't sell it for like a quid or two,
but yeah, he uploaded like an Instagram story. He's in rehab, bro. At the moment. Mad. Don't know what
was that like drug rehab.
I couldn't tell
what
you
what is rehab. Just like drug and alcohol.
I mean, yeah, essentially that's what it is. Or like okay. if like, well, the thing is, unless it could be like drugs or alcohol, or if like your mental health is like just not there, and okay. you just need to. Get away from everything and start all over again, or just chuck you in a rehab, innit? And then you can kind of live in your own world for a bit. And then,
okay.
But like, no matter what it is, yeah, like music is a scary game, innit? And I feel like a lot of people, the most important thing I think is if you blow, because there's no doubt about EO made money, bro. Right? Like, I'm sure, yeah, hopefully he did, innit?
Hopefully.
Yeah? But I think a lot of the way how these rappers think is very arrogant of them. They don't save money, they don't like speak to somebody financially, and they piss it on chains, bro, and shit like that. I'm like, bro, like you spent like half of your bag, bro, on some Cuban links, bro, and then after that, your money's gone, and then yeah, now you're not big anymore, and then like, what's the next for you, bro?
Yeah, you know what though, but then that's with like a lot of things. I feel like I always say every dog has its day, bro.
100%.
Everything comes in seasons. You know, it's hard to be hot forever. Whatever it is, whether it's clothing brands, people used to wear True Religion, Ralph Lauren, who wears it really impossible. Now. It doesn't really happen, do you know what I mean? It's clothing, fashion changes, music changes, hairstyles change, everything changes. So it's just like, you got to understand that your time won't be forever to ride your time. Once you know that, but when, like, he's probably in that situation, like, I'm the man, not thinking that will ever end.
Yeah.
Everyone's got an expiry date, bruv.
And, you know, like, especially, like, young men, like, these young rappers coming up 19 up to, like, 25, their egos are, like, massive, and they just think, I'm the guy, bro. I can work anywhere. Groupies, I can bag any girl.
Everything, yeah.
Exactly. So to go from that...
To just rubbed out. To like, rubbed no out, one cares about you kind
scary,
of
scary, bro. Like, I'll be honest, like, if that was me personally, if I was to be a musician, I was big and I owned a crazy bag, bro, and then I fell off, bro. I don't know how I'd feel.
You know what a lot of people don't realise, though? These musicians don't really have PD. A lot of them are sold... A lot of their like rights away to stuff because they're so smart. Like, a lot of these guys are so smart that, you know, like the guys that run these labels and stuff, they'll give them a little 50, 60, and they think that's great. That's like 2 years of work, and they might have sold their rights to a song like German.
Yeah, 100%.
Someone probably brought German, so he's not earning no money off it right now. They brought that song, he's lost the rights. I guarantee, I doubt he, 16, 17, you think he was thinking about going independent. When he's probably never had money in his life prior to that.
Yeah.
And has just been offered maybe five figures.
And then he took that. 100%. It's crazy, man. Like, I don't know.
I heard someone...
Go on. No. Say what we're about to say.
I'll be wrong. I just heard a certain man selling a certain song for like a couple hundred, bro. Like, you'd be surprised.
I've heard things like that as well, bro.
I heard a couple of men from close sources that sold certain songs for a couple hundred.
Peanuts. Yeah, 100%.
That definitely made six, seven figures now. So
yeah,
it is what it is, you know.
Would you argue that that's a bit exploitative of these A&Rs and these people who
shit world, bruv.
Yeah, 100%.
Wake up.
You get like, you know.
Gotta wake up.
100%. Like, you know, all these people that like own these massive labels, yeah. They're not like you and me. They don't look like me and you, bro.
No.
They're like some well-off guy
who's
out somewhere and he has all these people just like aggressively. You know, it's almost like guerrilla style, like trying to sell stuff. When you're 16, 17, bro. Got a banging song. They're like, okay,
no loving this, bro.
20 bags, give us the rights to the song.
And 20 bags, cash there, bow.
Yeah, man.
You're gassed. 20 bags up. What? Yeah, you're not thinking about 5 years, 10 years now. Yeah. You're just thinking in that moment.
And that's why I rate Central C, bro.
Yeah, because he's independent.
He must make crazy money.
All those streams go to him. Everything goes to him and his manager and stuff. So
that's crazy, bro. That's crazy, man. But yeah, like UK music is washed. Stop copying US music as well. That's another big thing, I think.
Been doing that for decades, bro.
Someone take a risk, bro. We're begging.
Yeah.
Like, just like, take a risk, try something different, and go for it, man. Like, I don't know, man. UK music is just bad vibes right now, bro. Again, as I said, 2010 to 15, that was me.
Mm-hmm.
UK music, I kind of just like stopped listening to the UK. I was like, it's not really for me anymore.
Yeah. As I said, shout out to the people that I said before, Central C, Digga D. K-Trap
Pot of Paper
And there's probably more people I'm missing, but that's just straight to my head.
Those are like that.
That are doing their things. Yeah, yeah, like I feel just stuck to whatever they're about. And yeah.
Literally. Bro, yeah, man. Like, just, like, hopefully someone takes initiative. You know what I mean? Like, somebody. Because you look at, you know what it is? I think it's also like America's, like, we spoke about this last time, but America's massive, bro.
Yeah.
There's so many different styles of rap.
Mm-hmm.
You got the East Coast and the way how they rap. And they, yeah, they even, they do a bit of drill as well now, nowadays. You know what I mean? And then you got like the Southern styles of rap. And you got like the Memphis style rap. Then you got the West.
Memphis. I got a Memphis playlist. So it's just Memphis rappers.
Yeah, you need to put me on that. You need to put me on
that. Yeah, 100. Literally, I got it. It's called like Memphis Drive Vibes. And it's just all Memphis rappers. Gucci Mane, Big 30, Pusha T, Dolph. It's loads of people, literally.
And then you got like the West Coast and you got their style.
Yeah.
So it's just like, yeah, man. And then the UK is just like the same. Everything is just like constantly the same and the same.
Yeah.
It's like different styles. You got grime here, you might have drill there, you might have like mainstream rap, you know what I mean? Well, I don't know, man.
Yeah, it's mad, to be fair. There's a few people, but overall the scene is scary. Like, I think I even saw Swarms make a, he done another one today or something. I think it was like a Ring Rigorosi. It's like mad. It was wild.
Bro, he needs directly to Swarms, bro. Hang up the boots, bro. For me, hang up the boots, bro.
I thought, like, how he come in was good, I thought. That Laika song was hard. The one he made with Tion Wayne, Bally, and a few songs he did with, like, Dino and that. They were cool, but
for me, I don't know, man. There's too many guys like that, bro. Just, like, too many guys who are, like, uncreative. They're money hungry. Listen, there's nothing wrong with, like, wanting to get the bag, bro, but, like, come on, put some effort in. Clearly, like, I think I saw, like, a Deliveroo song that he did recently.
Deliveroo.
I watched that. I watched that maybe, like, 20 seconds, bro, and just pause the video.
I never listened to it, but I saw the preview somewhere.
I was like, you know what? Enough's enough, bro. This
man said enough's enough.
Enough's enough, bro.
This, yeah, these musicians.
So many guys like that, bro. Maybe, you know, maybe he's being, like, forced to, and he's worried about, like, other stuff, but I don't know, man.
There's no, there's probably some guy in the office with his legs crossed and he's like, look, we need to make a song about delivery, all right? Yeah, delivery's popping right now. Yeah. Kids would love to hear it. Sounds catchy. And I remember they made it like a promo of him pretending to drop food to some girl's house or something. To say like, oh, Swarms doesn't do delivery. He doesn't do music anymore.
Silly, man.
Tired still. The scene is tired. The
scene is tired, bro. But I guess it's one of those situations where, like, as time, maybe time goes on, because maybe we also need to realise that it's very infantry. The UK scene, you know what I mean? Like, now it's like really starting to take off. It was only like 5-6 years ago that now, like, rappers are charting, bro. Before that, it wasn't.
You had to do some pop shit.
Before that, it was like McFly, bro. Like,
you had to like literally change your whole.
Change, relax your hair, bro.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm happy, like, to see, like, guys from the ends be able to chart and just do their thing and just be themselves, because that's them, innit? There's a point in time when man was selling himself out and,
100%.
Changing who they are and stuff.
I feel like we need to have like more people who are black that do like rock music, metal music, stuff like that.
Yeah,
because we can't all be rappers, bro. You know what I mean?
It's true. That would be cool.
That's cool,
a good idea. Someone should do that. I listen to it, but you gotta be different sometimes. You gotta think outside the box. There might be a market for you there.
There's some good music outside of rap, man. Yeah, I'll be honest. I do like a bit of rock, bro. Like Pink Floyd and stuff like that, bro.
Okay, you need to put me on. Well, I'll give it a try. I don't know if put me on.
I'll send you an album. I'll give you an album tonight.
Yeah, give me one. I'll check it out. I like I don't just listen to rap. Like, bearing in mind, those artists I said were just rappers. I'm not talking about like drill artists or R&B or anything like that. I listen to everything. R&B, bashment, drill, rap.
Yeah.
I think it's probably around it. But like, that's everything. Anything kind of urban, more or less, I listen to. So
There's a big that urban scene, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
And also, rap is just the biggest genre in the world now, by a mile.
You reckon?
It wasn't 100%. It wasn't like this in the 90s and 80s, bro. That was like punk rock and stuff like that. That was massive, bro. Rap was like the second one, I think.
Okay.
Especially in the 90s, 80s, 90s, NWA took off, blah, 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 blah. But they weren't the biggest, bro. There were some big bands about. Yeah, like Pink Floyd, Metallica, all these like metal bands, stuff like that. They were the shit, bro. It's only now recently.
Yeah, it's more.
You look
rappers.
At someone, for example, like Drake. Drake's like the biggest artist. You look at the biggest rappers in the world. Yeah, they're either R&B or rap. There's no space for other genres. It's like Drake.
What artist?
Yeah, so if you look at like the top five, it's like Drake, The Weeknd, Bruno Mars, Billie Eilish, stuff like that. You know, Post Malone. Those are.
Ed Sheeran,
Ed Sheeran, yeah. Ed Sheeran, you're right, actually. That's
Adele?
Adele, yeah, but she's not. She doesn't drop music as much often, as these other guys. Guys like Drake, every year he's
they're dropping an album or something. Yeah,
his marketing team is just like, yeah, I mean, he's crazy, bro. It's crazy.
Facts, it's true.
He's got ghostwriters, everything. He's a smart guy, bro.
Yeah, I heard his budget is unlimited as well. So whatever he wants, he gets.
Bro.
That's cool though. But yeah, I'm looking forward to summer.
100%
catching some sun.
Yeah, been a very like this winter. I feel like it was a long winter, man.
It was.
Yeah. It was a very long winter, bro. Like, I don't know what it was, but like today when I was outside, bro, like making my ways here,
it's a nice feeling, right?
It was nice, bro. It was nice. It's just nice to just walk around in the sun. You know what I mean? You don't need to worry about, oh, it's cold, I need to put my jacket. It was just like nice, constant breeze, but also the sun was out.
Definitely. Did you see that Sahara Desert stuff last week?
Oh no,
I traveled here.
Nah, what happened?
The desert, like the sand, traveled here, bro. To
England. Oh, is it?
Yeah, fucked up everyone's cars. My car. I woke up, I was gonna go shopping, food shopping, and my car was like brown, and I got it washed like the day before, and I was like, why is it brown? And the sky was orange. Didn't you see the sky was orange?
Yeah, you're right.
Sahara literally like traveled there through the winds and that.
That's how strong.
I didn't even know that was possible.
Yeah, same here, bro. This is all new to me.
Yeah, so it's called like Sahara Desert or something like that. I think that's what they call it.
The Sahara.
I know it's called Sahara Desert, but I think the actual like the incident that happened was something else. Like,
yeah,
but yeah, it was literally the desert. Like traveling there, that was mad.
Bro, I don't know, man.
This world is crazy, though.
UK weather's mad, bro.
The world's weather is mad. It's true. Like, even, like, I was in Sony the other day, and someone was telling me, like, yeah, this weather's mad, like, here. Like, it's just changing so fast.
Mm.
Like, one day, like, everything's kind of in reverse. So we're getting, like, hotter summers and colder winters, and places that are hot are now cold, and places that are cold are now hot.
Yeah.
It's mad still.
The whole situation, yeah, man. The UK weather as well, bro. That's some bipolar shit, bro.
Very bipolar.
Like, a couple of days ago, it was pouring. Do you remember? Like, it was, like, pissing it down.
And now it's boiling hot. Well, not boiling hot, but it's hot.
It's nice.
I can't wait for next week. I'm so excited.
Ice cream weather.
Yeah. Nah, next week's going to be good. It's going to be real good, man. But, nah, it's been good getting you on once again, anyway.
Bro.
Shout out to you. Shout out to everyone that's watching. We appreciate you. Like, we are on Spotify as well. Got three episodes in there so far.
The dice is rolling, man.
And I'm sitting on so much episodes that every week I'll at least be dropping one. So this will be obviously on the Sunday. Next one will be on Tuesday. Mm. So yeah, make sure to stay tuned. Check out the Spotify as well for other episodes.
Wow.
Yeah, subscribe and we are out.
Peace.